This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And I tell you what, I'd pay to watch Francisco Lindor, too. He is so good. And he's such a gamer. Tomorrow night, you'll hear him right here on WCCO, 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock, the first pitch. Joining us now on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline, Adam Cowles. He's the head coach at Hudson High School. He's in Hudson, Wisconsin. We don't venture over to Western Wisconsin maybe as much as we should, but guess what they're doing? They're getting ready to play a football game in a couple of weeks, high school football. And Adam is a product of Minnesota, Minneapolis, and De La Salle High School. He joins us now. Coach, thank you for joining us. Good to see you this afternoon.
Yeah, thanks for coming over today, Mike. Great to talk to you.
Now, you're a product of the island, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, went to the island. All my siblings also did. So, and I ended up teaching there and coaching there for a while too. So it's a great spot, great home for me.
How good were the teams that you played on there?
You know, we were good. We lost in the state championship my senior year. Lost by 1 point to
Olivia. Bold was that, yeah. Dominique Sims your quarterback?
No, you know, Dominique was later. You know, They won it. They won it a little bit later.
Okay, and, but I remember that game at the Dome.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Lost by a point. And, you know, that kind of kicked Bold off. They went on a run after that for a while. So, impressive.
Yeah, Chad Gamarco, great player in that.
That's right.
Team
that That's right. Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. That is a great program down there. Oh, yeah. Where'd you develop your love for coaching then? Through that process of playing?
I think so. You know, I think so. It was always part of you know, what we did. And, you know, it's crazy this year with us starting late, even though we're starting, we didn't have anything through August. I think I mentioned to somebody, you know, I haven't had August off or, you know, not having football in, you know, 35 years, you know, since I was maybe sixth grade. So it's, you know, just always loved it. Always was part of what I did and enjoyed the competition and, Just enjoy giving back and having the opportunity to coach the kids that I do now.
Now, what was it like as you guys sat and waited and then got the word that, yes, there'd be a fall season? Had you convinced, did you think that would be the outcome, or had you convinced yourself that would not? What was that like?
You know, it was kind of pins and needles, you know, just always waiting, but you got to prep. You know, you got to be ready. If it's going to go, you don't want to be sitting on your hands and then scrambling. So, you know, you're prepping the whole time, just like you're going to have it. You know, we're having virtual meetings with the guys periodically and just, you know, keeping them in it. And, you know, they're doing some workouts at home. And then we finally got into a half through the summer. And, you know, I kind of told the guys, hey, if we're going to go, we got to be ready. We can't scramble at the last minute. So it was tough. You know, you never knew. And then, you know, some different things dropped and, you know, the Big Ten, you know, canceled and things like that. And we're like, oh, well, you know, what's going to happen? But we just keep holding out hope. And, you know, the state high school league gave us the go ahead and our school board gave us the go ahead. So, you know, we're excited for the opportunity.
And when you were able to share that news with the kids, what was their reaction?
Well, they were excited. You know, we actually had mini camp in the summer, which we had very limited contact. You know, we weren't even throwing a ball to each other or doing it. You know, it was more of a footwork and fundamentals. And I just said, hey, keep an eye on the WIA board. You know, they're going to make a call. And guys were really excited about that. You know, and then, of course, the school board meeting went through. And, you know, our athletic director did a great job of you know, stating the case that, hey, kids want it. They're hungry for it. And they, you know, we're going to do things right, though, and make sure it's as safe as possible. And, you know, they were excited watching that. And excited to get going.
What does your version of protocol mean at your level? What do you do to protect the kids?
You know, we're going to, you know, obviously we're going to wear masks out there. Guys don't love it, but, you know, when we're on the field and, you know, we're doing our stuff just like a football team would, you might be tackling and handing off and stuff like that. Your close proximity, we're wearing masks until they tell us that we can go away from that. You know, we're wiping things down afterwards. You know, we got a lot of kids out there, but, you know, you're trying to do things a little bit different. You know, the locker room was always a, you know, growing up and being part of a team, you're always in the locker room,
yeah,
hanging out with the guys.
That was a big part of it, yeah.
It was a big part of it. And we finally gave out lockers today, and we just, you know, we're going to tell those guys, hey, it's not going to be a place we're going to congregate. It's a place that you're going to keep your stuff and get out of there, and let's get outside and doing that kind of stuff. So it's a little different. It's a little different, but you know, like I keep telling the guys, hey, guys, let's just keep doing what we need to do to keep this thing going, and that's what we're excited about.
Now, you know, you people would think, well, drop off in numbers maybe because fear of COVID, maybe not in the sink. El contraire, you guys have had an uptick in numbers of participants.
We really have. You know, I think we were at maybe 145 last year, and that's kind of steady out, maybe 150. We're about 170, 9 through 12, which is
wow,
just great. And I think part of it is just hungry. You know, so a lot of those guys lost their spring season, and, you know, whether it's baseball or track or whatever, and they want something to do and something to be a part of. And we got some guys that haven't played football in the and they're, you know, they're taking a shot at it. And I'm glad they are, because I think, you know, we're just trying to bring those guys in as a family. But you know, I think it's one of those things. It's been a long time since people have done anything, and it just kind of brings back the sense of normalcy a little bit.
It does, and you don't know. I mean, because you know, you've been over there since school started. It was so different for myself, our photographer Tom that was with me. It was almost overwhelming because we pulled into a parking lot that was full. School got out. Kids came out of the school and got in their cars or went to tennis practice or cross-country practice or football practice. I mean, it was almost surreal, like I was watching a movie, because it feels like it's been so long since I've been able to see that, and it felt so good because the energy that those kids give you, and I'm sure they give you on a daily basis.
Right, no question about it. And it's, you know, it's different, obviously. You know, we're in school and everybody's got a mask on the whole time. It's very different. You know, we're wiping down tables a couple times a day and, you know, doing that stuff. But at the same time, you're right. You got that, you know, traffic in the hallways. And, you know, even though that, you know, they're going one way down this hall and one way down the other hall, it's still, you know, kids are getting back to class and getting back to learning and you know, getting outside and doing their activities. So there is a feeling that, hey, it's coming back, and, you know, anything we can give those kids. I mean, as a coach, you know, you have opportunities to do it maybe for a few more years or whatever, but as players, you know, this could be their last year, last practice,
yeah,
whatever. And, you know, we've been preaching that. You know, I tell the guys in past years, hey, you know, practice every time like it's your last game, and because you never know, it could be. You know, it could be our last practice or last game, so we're going to savor it and see what we can do.
And that Friday Night Lights, man, that's a little, and not just for a football team, as we've learned here the hard way in Minnesota when you drive by on a Friday night now. But it's a rallying point, even if you don't like football, for the whole school to go somewhere on a Friday night and be together.
I think so. It's just part of the fabric of the country. You know, it's something that, you know, I've been watching a lot of high school football on ESPN, and, you know, just...
And by the way, those are some big boys that play down south, aren't there?
No question about it. I mean, this, the size and the skill and the speed of the game, it's amazing at some of those places. But, you know, it's exciting. It's exciting just to have an opportunity to get something on the schedule. You know, it's something to shoot for, you know.
Yeah. Give me a goal, right? Any goal.
Absolutely. I've been in a lot of meetings with the, you know, the Coaches Association and the Wisconsin State High School League, and those coaches just say, let's just get things on the schedule so that they can have something to shoot for. And
yep,
I think that's the exciting part.
Yep. And, you know, for people that aren't familiar, Hudson, is it like a 6A school in Minnesota, correct?
It is, yeah. Yep. We're Division I. It's, yeah, so the biggest schools, yeah.
And didn't you beat Minnetonka a couple years ago there?
We did, yeah. We played a home and home back and forth, and, you know, they got after us pretty good the 1 year, and then we came back and beat them at home the next. And then, you know, Minnesota went to the scheduling, so
yeah,
we were kind of locked out because it was good. It was fun to get those rivalries going.
Well, I had a chance to speak to your faculty a couple years ago, and I got to tell you, you guys got some vibrancy there. You can feel the energy there.
I think so. You know, they've done a great job. Obviously, the new facilities.
New facilities makes a difference, too.
Absolutely. Tremendous. But they've done just a great job of instilling the, you know, excellence. The school board, the administration, and everybody on down has just done a great job of, you know, promoting what we want to do. And we're just there for kids. And, you know, we're going to work hard at it and be the best we can be.
And last, I know where you stand on this, but, you know, would you say it's cut down the middle in terms of Vikings fans versus Packer fans on your team? Or how does that split?
I think so. You know, heck, we're even cut in the middle of my own family in the house. But no, I think so. I think there's a lot of both. We'll do dress up days throughout the year, maybe homecoming, some will have Viking Packer Day, and there you see a lot of both. So it's you're exactly right.
Adam, thank you so much. Great to see you today, and keep up the great work out there. I hope and pray this goes well for you and for all the schools in Wisconsin, and that we take another step in the right direction.
Thanks, Mike. Really appreciate it.
You bet. Adam Cowles, head coach at Hudson High School. Hudson's I don't know what it is. You go across that river. That river is so majestic and pretty. And today it was especially.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.